man, I got bills to pay. Why you treating me this way? I'm not gay, stop trying to make me contemplate doing scenes with men, it's just not my thing.
You are not getting the numbers you need.
Yeah, I'm a straight buster, pound for pound, bus for bus, I'm the best buster. Don't know why I'm even trying to sell myself, cause there ain't no one else busting at such a rate. What the fuck you mean it's fate? I'm still in much better shape. Most of them stay overweight, I'm glad I busted your mom's face.
Your behavior is unacceptable.
Please, Steve, I'm sorry, I swore, close the door. Oh, you're mad about what I said before? About your mom and shit, well yes, I am the culprit. She came on this set, she liked the dick. Ask me if I could bust on her tits.
Your behavior is unacceptable.
I guess that means I'm still fired. Fuck it then, I'm retired. Nah, I'm only joking, please, I want my job back. I wanna bust on face and backs. Backs are yaks, busting on these backs till the bus reach their cracks. Not for stacks, but for the claps from my fans. In this dance who say I'm grand. Grand on a large scale. Think about this, Steve, don't be too hasty. Don't be pale.
People are scared of you.
Why? Cause I use margarine instead of lube.
You cannot do things like that in this day and
age. Says who?
A couple of months had passed after the meeting, and Mr. Bustelot's bitterness soon turned to insanity. And one day, while entertaining a girl, he proceeded to perform his famous act on the girl. The girl was unprepared for his abundant load, and drowned in it. He got a twisted sense of power from this accident, and after burying the body, he purposely started seeking girls to boss on.